This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Austria's capital was rocked by what authorities say was a terror attack. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
The city center in Vienna, Austria, was the scene of an attack Monday night that left at least two people dead and 15 wounded, according to authorities. One of those killed was an attacker. The attack shortly after 8 p.m. came as Viennese were out before a coronavirus lockdown was to take effect. Rabbi Shlomo Hofmeister witnessed the horror.
People were sitting outside and he was shooting at the people.
Police said there were several gunmen and shootings took place at six different locations. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. Republican President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden continued their attacks on one another and explained to crowds why each one is more suited than the other to lead the United States. At a campaign rally in Kenosha, Wisconsin, President Trump says Democrats want to teach children how to hate America.
So I just signed an executive order to teach our students pro-American values. Pro-American values.
At a drive-in rally in Pittsburgh, Joe Biden says if he is elected, he will take steps to slow the spread of COVID-19 virus.
On day one, we're going to act to get COVID under control. On day one of our presidency, I'll put in action a plan that I've been talking about for months, masking, social distancing, testing, tracing, a plan for full and fair and free distribution of therapeutics and vaccines.
Biden spent Monday in two neighboring battleground states, Ohio and Pennsylvania, which Biden says he will win. And a national poll showed the former vice president right now with about an 8-point lead, but the race is significantly tighter, and battleground or swing states will likely decide the victor, whether it's in the coming days or weeks.